And with me now out of the UK is Gavin Gray, our UK correspondent. Hey, Gavin.
Hi there, Hannah.
Geez, Turkey's a divided nation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Really pretty finely divided down the middle. The incumbent, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has won the weekend's election. The voting hasn't been fully counted yet, but it is said with the near-complete unofficial results show he has 52% of the vote. So, as I said, a very, very high, you know, finally split election, almost half the electorate, therefore, saying they don't back his authoritarian vision of Turkey. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that the entire nation of 85 million people has won. It was huge cheering. But having said he wanted unity, he then ridiculed his opponent and also took aim at a jailed Kurdish leader and the LGBT community. Now, the run-up to that vote, the last sort of 48 hours, became increasingly rancorous. And indeed, in one incident, an opposition party official was fatally stabbed in front of a party office. So the question for Turkey now is what next? Well, perhaps more of the same, which might be of concern for residents. Inflation is said to be at 44%, with many people saying that is an underestimate. The cost of food, rent and everyday goods has absolutely rocketed in the last few months. And the Turkish lira has hit record lows as well. And that is principally because as inflation has been going up, Recep Tayyip Erdogan has done the opposite of what virtually every other nation in the world has done. Instead of increasing interest rates, he's reduced them, further exacerbating inflation.
Gavin, why are the coppers not going to the mental health incidents anymore?
Quite simply, because in London it is taking up so much of police officers' time. So what the Met Police are now saying is they'll only attend calls related to mental health where there is, quote, an immediate threat to life. That's going to happen from September in a bid to free up officer resources. Here are some statistics. It's estimated officers spend 20 to 40% of their time dealing with mental health incidents. On average, a single call out for a mental health thing could take 10 hours with a patient because they have to be sectioned under a Mental Health Act. That all takes time. And in London alone, it's estimated that happens 500 to 600 times a month. And the boss says they're waiting so long for the length of time to hand over patients, and it cannot continue. He hasn't just said this and said, I don't care what happens. He has already written to social care professionals saying, you now need to take up the slack. The problem is they are saying they are absolutely inundated with requests for help already. The government says it's announced an extra $300 million in capital investment to improve places and spaces across the National Health Service for people with mental health crises. But it doesn't appear to be enough. And particularly post-COVID, we are seeing a number of incidents like this absolutely spike.
Gavin, do we know why that canal in Venice has turned green?
No, but the pictures are amazing. We don't just mean a sort of emerald green. We mean a bright, glowing, glow-in-the-dark
green. It's like a Ghostbusters green.
Yeah, it looks bizarre. It's been described as a sort of, phosphorescent green liquid. Mm. And it's wondering if people are thinking, has that been poured into the city's Grand Canal? Perhaps by climate protesters? Gondoliers have been punting through these waters while tourists take photographs of the green patch. It's quite large. The suspicion is it's really from the Rialto Bridge, so it is right where the tourists go. The colour was first spotted by local people. Urgent meetings have been held. The Italian Fire Service is helping the Regional Environmental Protection Agency, basically getting samples, taking them for testing. But they do wonder if this is part of a climate activist campaign. Having said that, nobody's claimed responsibility for it. So we'll have to see what happens with those water tests.
Interesting stuff, Gavin. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Gavin Gray, our UK correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.